It is time to talk poetry this morning. April is Poetry National Poetry Month. Last week was a poetry slam in Bemidji. And tomorrow in Brainerd and Grand Rapids, there are additional events to celebrate poetry. Tomorrow at noon at Central Lakes College, Chalberg Theater, they continue their Verse Like Water series with U.S. Poet Laureate Juan Felipe Herrera. It's free, and afterwards there's even a writing workshop for those interested. These Verse Like Water events have been coordinated by English instructor and lover of all things poetry, Jim Johnson. They've been very successful, not just at Central Lakes College, but throughout the community. And I'm sure if he wasn't involved in tomorrow night's event of poetry, Nathan Bergstead would definitely be there. You know our U.S. Poet Laureate. You know of him, right?
Oh, yeah. I've met him. I did a workshop with him about, I think it was like 12 years ago, and it was phenomenal. I was in college at the time, and I was studying poetry, and he really shook up my world a lot.
Wow.
I think that's a fair statement.
Hmm. How did he shake up your world?
Well, I mean, he really took poetry off the page, and he was the first like teacher that I had who really did that, and kind of brought it out in the world and brought it out into your body and into the things that you do and see, into your movement, into the sounds you make. He's a very charismatic gentleman, and there was a reading later that evening. There was a festival happening in Minneapolis with a number of different poets from around the country. Charles Simic was there, and Robert Bly, and a lot of these poets who I was a really big fan of, and I was really excited to see them and hear them read. But I didn't really know of Herrera at the time, but he by far left the biggest impression on me.
Huh. Wow. So if you can, don't miss your chance to see and hear our U.S. Poet Laureate Juan Felipe Herrera. He'll be in Brainerd tomorrow at noon. Before he goes to this reading, he's at an elementary school as well. Think how he could really change some of these kids' lives, by the way.
Oh, man. Those kids are in for a treat.
Well,
he plays a mean harmonica, too.
Oh, really? Well, Nathan Bergstead is in the studio with us tomorrow night at McCrosty Art Center. The Uncommon Loons is presenting this Porters and Poetry. It's your third event like this, Nathan, but this time it's a little different. You are paying attention to the times that we are in right now, and it's a poetry slam, right?
Yeah, the last time we had a theme, it was haikus and limericks. And so we were trying to think, like, how we're going to differentiate this one, and it's been such a crazy, election year so far that we thought, let's make politics be our theme. And so if we're going to have a featured poetic style, why not slam poetry? Because it is it's a genre that is inherently political and social in its topics. So it seemed to fit nicely. That, and a lot of people have asked us before, if Porters and Poetry is a slam poetry event. And we've always said no, and then they've always followed it up with, by the way, well, what is slam poetry?
Yeah, what is slam poetry? I think I know, but what is it?
Well, it's historically it has its roots in the Beat Generation of poets, but more contemporarily, it is a greater part of the hip hop poetry movement. It's characterized by being more of a rant style that is political and social in nature. It's a poem that it's poems that really kind of call for action.
Get after something.
And does it, the slam part of it, does it have anything to do with the audience that is there as well?
Well, the slam part, slam poetry events are supposed to be contests, actually. So this isn't a true poetry slam because it's not going to be a contest.
Okay.
But we're encouraging people to experiment with that style of poetry. Just basically to challenge them, if nothing else, and to have a little bit of fun doing it. But like all other Porters and Poetry events, it is an open mic, and people can bring whatever they want. If they have, we did haikus last time, but if they want to bring some haikus, excellent, by all means. We just want to make sure people know that.
So you are part of the Uncommon Loons that is presenting this and creates these events in Grand Rapids, but you're also a writer, so you've chosen different styles for the events so far. What does that do for you as a writer? Do you end up writing different kinds of things that you wouldn't expect?
Oh yeah, it's a big challenge for John Schroeder and I too. He's the other founder of the Uncommon Loons. And whenever we do this, we find ourselves, you know, doing a little more writing in styles that we haven't necessarily experimented with before. And so I don't really have much experience with slam poems myself, though I do, I mean, I'm familiar with them. I just haven't really written them. But this time around, I've actually been experimenting with another style that I've been calling hip-hop sonnets, which are, you know, they're 14 lines, they have an iambic beat. I've messed around with the rhyming structure a little bit, but then again, so do all writers of sonnets. So I figured that was cool.
Yeah.
So this is a slam, and it's about politics. So are these true stories from your point of view, or are they not true? I mean, are these your opinions, or are you sitting down and writing something to say, I'm not going to really talk about how I feel, but I'm going to put something together?
Well, I would never write what I don't think.
Well,
so this is your opinion, kind of.
But you asked me to bring some poems, and I did bring some of the hip-hop sonnets, and they're not all explicitly political, but they're very fun.
Good.
So.
All right, let's hear some. We're going to hear from Nathan Bergstedt now, getting ready for tomorrow night's event, Porters and Poetry and Politics at McCroskey Arts Center. 7 o'clock's the social hour, 8 o'clock the poetry reading, hip hop sonnets. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
John? All right.
Yeah, I talked to Heidi about this a few weeks ago, and we just ran into each other, and I said that I've just been writing some hip hop sonnets, and she said, oh, yeah, me too.
Did I?
Yeah, it made me laugh.
Good. All right, let's hear it.
Well, this one's called Angel and a Poet. Once upon a time I caught an angel and a poet staring at the trees at the moment that a crow lit. The angel and the poet talk and jive as the bird look back on the duo that spreading lies having words. Never more, so they say, is the motto of the raven, but a bird black as this never had a use of saving such a pair of magic beings from their overholy contest in the middle of the night of an evil-looking forest. Here the poet claimed the angel couldn't even write a rhyme, while the angel shamed the poet cause he's running out of time. I'm a never-dying being, don't lose sleep on my eternity. So your rhythm and your rhyme is barely like a word to me. So the poet had to say, while he's writing in his notepad, one knows eternity in moments if it's the only time he has.
God, you have to have something going in your head, a little clock or a little piece of music going on.
Yeah, I got a little clicker going.
Yeah.
It skipped once in the middle, if you noticed.
Just a little scratch. A little scratch.
That's probably part of the hip-hop, little bit of scratching the record there.
Oh, there you go.
See? It's always what was supposed to happen. Very cool.
So I'm the question guy. Are you thinking of a beat when you're writing that, or do you put the beat in when you're done?
I think of a beat when I'm writing it.
Okay.
And sometimes the beat changes, actually. On this one right here, I was actually challenged to write a poem about soup and salad because I was out to eat with friends. And I thought it turned out pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a lot in common with music and poetry, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
You talk about the beat.
The history of poetry is the beginning of the history of music. We've been making little beat sounds a lot longer than we've been talking, communicating. But when we talk about the history of song as we know it, like the ancient Greek minstrels would often compose poems, and they were just referred to as songs.
Yeah. All right, let's hear another hip-hop sonnet from Nathan Bergstedt.
Like soup and salad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Soup and salad.
When what you want can be one, have two. The salad on the dressing cheese blue. It's the Franco onion soup that completes a dinner designed with more taste than rap beats. With an MC who can't complete a rhyme, so the DJ just has to beat out the time in an industry of music complex. And at the base of the song is just the text. So I gotta mix lyrics like a chef tuts a salad in a hip-hop sonnet that's a rap and a ballad. It's dinner music with a bump for digestion, hit in the stomach with a pound of reflection, echo the ears and put a buzz on the tongue, garnish a plate, and now dinner is sung.
Good. Good. Very good. How long does it take you to put something like that together?
A little while. These are not easy to write, actually.
I can imagine. Has anybody ever done this type of poetry with music accompanying it?
That's called
legal?
Rap.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but I mean at one of your events or something.
Oh.
I mean, could you?
Well, at a Porters and Poetry event? No one has, but actually it'd be great if someone did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I can hear the music as you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a little taste of what a poetry event might be like, a slam poetry event. There is two events tomorrow as we celebrate National Poetry Month. Brainerd at noon and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We are forgetting to talk about the porters part of the Porters and Poetry.
Oh, certainly.
Which means beer, John.
I know. I was at the last one.
And you says with a smile on his face.
Well, I really enjoyed it. It was the haikus and limericks. Mm-hmm. And what I enjoy is, of course, the hearing the stuff, the creativity is great. But there's also a sense of a little bit of competition and one-upping. And it's very laid back, but you can see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, last time we actually did do a contest with that.
Yeah, there were little awards given.
Yeah, so we had a haiku book and a poetry book, or a haiku book and a limerick book for the winners of those respective contests.
But there's a little bit of competitiveness, and there will be also.
No doubt there will be here, like people looking to, I don't know, especially if people want to get into a rap battle like the Angel and the Poet did.
Mm-hmm. So porters.
Porters, yes. In the past, we've had kegs of a featured beer, but we decided, in part to go along with the theme of politics, and we're trying to narrow down the lot of prospective presidents. We thought we'd have a selection of different beers as opposed to like one featured one, and so we're going to have a number of different dark beers and a couple other lighter beers, but they'll probably be like a pale ale or something. Mm-hmm. And but then, of course, for anyone who doesn't like beer so much, we're going to have wine as well.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, what does one wear to a poetry slam? What will you wear? What does you wear?
Oh, my finest tales, of course.
Like, well, there you go.
No, it's a very casual event. As long as you're comfortable, okay. Really. I've seen enough people show up at the McCrosty for First Friday events dressed however they may be on a Friday. That sounds great. Dressed like that.
All right. So no worries about that, but it could be a good excuse, you know.
Sure.
John, you could like...
I'm thinking of some stuff I haven't worn in a long time.
Right? You know? All black, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Cool.
Oh, yeah. You can make it a beatnik night if you want.
Absolutely. Maybe some sunglasses, some
Pull out your black beret.
Yeah. You got another one?
Hmm?
You got another one?
Black Beret?
No.
Yeah, I think I got another poem. And this is one that I thought that I would be probably good to open the event because it really kind of speaks to what we're talking about. It's called Freedom of Speech. I like to flow like a river in your garden, but we got to hop just to get things started, never empirically or numerically. We bust on through with the strength of Heracles, words like herds of the buffalo roam from Sanskrit to Egypt to ancient Rome and on its way to Minnesota. We seek a quota, but the words won't stop like a frog in your throat. Those who seek the silence of the masses got to go back to the history classes. Politicians seek to hearten, like the warden, the rules get stacked, but never with a pardon. So we commune to celebrate our speech, not to degrade, but hopefully to teach.
Very good. Good job. Son of a gun. How many people do you think are going to be there reading?
Well, I'm not really sure.
Slamming.
And last time we had a good, I'd say like half dozen people reading.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had more the first time. But then again, the attendance was huge the first time. That was fantastic. We were only expecting like 30, maybe 40, crossing our fingers. We got like 90.
All right, you're going to get people there because this is good stuff.
All right, if you need more information on tomorrow night's event, Porters and Poetry and Politics at McCrosty Arts Center, or the event in Brainerd at Central Lakes College with the U.S. Poet Laureate, you can give us a call, 800-662-5799, and let us know. I have a feeling you may have inspired someone listening to write a poem.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you. You can record your poem by calling our talkback line, 218-999-9876. We're going to hear a little bit of some music here that's very much like poetry and kind of in the feel of what Nathan just performed for us here.
Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you.